You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got Dr. Ashwamedh. He's the Director of Integrative Medicine for University of Miami Health System. We call him UHealth on the show. And we were talking about how he works with cancer patients and helps them stay in the moment during their cancer treatment. And I know that when I'm going into a busy meeting, I try to stay in the moment and stay focused, maybe take a deep breath. Because the number one thing that gets me uptight is imagining the future and stuff that might never happen. Dr. Mehta, we've got the wheel in the radio station fixed. You're going to be clear and clean and green for the rest of the segment.
Sounds good, Jim. You know, you make a really good point. Breathing is key. I think the beginning steps of any mindfulness practice include focusing in on the breath. You know, the way our posture deteriorates over time, part of that is age, part of that is we favor one side of the body over the other. So the way we sit, the way we stand, our posture deteriorates over time. And if we're hunched over, and our posture is poor, it's going to be really challenging for us to take slow, deep breaths. So checking in with oneself and just noticing how the body's posture is aligned can be a very important first step to getting those deep breaths and can be very important in the context of a mindfulness practice.
Oh, that's really wild, because I usually find myself right before I take the deep breaths doing a little hip swing and pulling up the belt a little bit, and I guess that's sort of getting my posture in line.
You got it. That's so important.
Oh, cool.
It really is important.
You know, it's so important. I have we all know that my wife is fighting a very significant illness right now. And a lot of times when she comes back from dialysis and she's not feeling well, or she's got a little pain in her leg because they took a little too much liquid out, I tell her to just relax and close her eyes and remember what you say, which is just simply take three deep breaths. And most time that's enough.
You know, it is medicine. You know, every time we breathe in, we're bringing in oxygenated blood. We're also getting rid of CO2 and other metabolites. So breathing is of fundamental importance, and it really is a segue into higher states of consciousness. As I was mentioning, you know, our immune systems, if we practice mindfulness on a regular basis, our immune systems are stronger. There are these cells called natural killer cells. And they sound dangerous, and they are actually, if you're a bacteria or a virus or a cancer cell, because these cells are actually the first line of our immune systems. And they found that the circulating levels of natural killer cells are higher in people who perform a regular mindfulness practice as compared to those people who don't. So this is really fascinating research. It's cutting edge, and it's exactly why we use mindfulness as a therapeutic modality at our cancer center, and we're doing everything we can to disseminate the benefits of mindfulness to the South Florida community.
Now, what's a good example of a way that mindfulness can help somebody in the workplace? And I guess I already gave away the answer with my preamble.
Well, it's important to remember that mindfulness is not one thing. Mindfulness is actually a family of techniques.
Okay.
It can include breathing exercises, guided imagery, creative visualization, traditional forms of meditation, even devotional practices and biofeedback. All of these things are kind of give us very similar peace of mind and bring us to that state of non-judgmental awareness that allows us to be maximally effective.
You know, I found when I was recovering from my back surgery in the initial weeks, and I really had to lie in bed a lot, that I found that if I did some, and I'll just say it this way, some good solid visualization that took me away from where I was and put me in a different place, that it allowed me to go to sleep easier. And it's really, really was helpful to me. And I want to thank you for helping me with that.
Absolutely, Jim. You know, it really is important to remember that this body-mind complex, it will follow our direction if we develop that kind of a practice like mindfulness. You know, I often describe to my patients, I ask them if they've ever been horseback riding. And, you know, if a horse is unfamiliar with the rider, the horse is going to do certain behaviors to test that rider, to see if that rider has figured out who's boss. And the horse is waiting for that rider to deliver assertive instructions to pick up the reins and assume control over the horse. And if the rider just sits idle and does not pick up the reins and does not give assertive direction to the horse becomes boss by default. And our bodies and our minds are like a wandering horse. And mindfulness is the process whereby we pick up the reins of the horse and we can actually instruct our bodies to do things that we could never have imagined. We can instruct our minds to focus in ways that we could never have imagined.
You know, it's really interesting because when I was a little boy and I was first discovering what I could do with my mind, I always thought it was that I was superhuman, that the mind was absolutely unlimited in its power, sort of like that new movie that's out. And my mom, and later on, you know, more recently in my life, always told me that your mind simply eats what you feed it. Feed it good, positive things and help yourself relax.
You're absolutely right, Jim. I think that, you know, everything that we, I mean, from the food that we eat, the radio that we listen to, the TV that we watch, the people we surround ourselves with, all of these things have an impact on our state of mind. And, you know, you're a very forward-thinking guy. I mean, you know, this is why you have, you know, subjects like mindfulness on your radio show. I mean, it's impressive because it's so relevant, it's timely, especially in this day and age when everybody has so little space in their lives. Mindfulness is a way of prolonging that gap, that space between one thought and the next.
Wow, and I would even go so far as to make it a spatial, oh, that's a big word for radio, a discussion about how close people are on an everyday basis. The buildings are getting closer, the cars are getting closer, the lines on the highway are getting closer. It's just everything's closing in. How does somebody open up their mind? We've talked about doing it. Let's give them some tips.
Well, first of all, I think that taking a note of one's posture is really important. Beginning with a few deep breaths is a great starting point. And you know what's really nice to do is to take note of our inner climate. We all have an environment within us, and Ooh. Just to take note of what's the temperature today inside. Are we hot? Are we stormy? Are we mellow and tranquil? But just take a moment to realize what we're thinking, and not in a judgmental way, but just allow ourselves to focus in on the breathing.
Well, you know, Dr. Mehta, I'm always on fire, and so that's not too healthy either, is it?
Well, you know, Jim, you're a dynamic guy, and you've accomplished a lot with your fiery nature. And so, you know, I think there's a time and place to be fiery.
Cool.
But there's also a time and place to be cool and tranquil.
Well, as you know, I start every morning, as do you, O Swami mentor, with a mellow moment, 2 moments, 5 minutes of reflection and introspection with a religious theme.
And that's great, Jim. I mean, you know, that is an incredible practice. You know, have you noticed that you feel different on the days that you are unable to practice like that?
Oh, yeah. Not only do I do that, I feel as though I've cheated myself and actually began the practice a number of years ago, right before I really started to hit the next level in real estate, right before I was made my first, I'll just have to say it this way, big million-dollar commission. And so I was really uptight, really nervous. I went on vacation and I just said, I'm going to forget it. It's out of my control. I'm going to take everything and I'm going to start right now and do something for myself, and I'm going to make it a habit, and it's going to become a familiar place I can go every day to get back to baseline.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that story, Jim, and you're speaking to something that's really important, and that's kind of a letting go. It's kind of a surrender. You know, we're so focused on the doing in this day and age. We're so focused on achievement in this day and age. You know, meditation and relaxation exercises, they all involve a surrender. The starting point is a letting go. And what you just said, I'm gonna let go of it, and I'm going to do something important for myself, something that gives me peace of mind, something that allows me to increase my ability to achieve that equanimity when I feel that that's appropriate. I mean, that's a great practice. Congratulations, Jim. You're a meditator.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm also on fire a lot of times, so I've got to have that low temperature in the morning so I can wake up and have the more even burn for the rest of the day. Now, Dr. Mehta, we've only got about a couple of minutes left. I want to leave everybody the way we started. I'd like to just give people a couple of techniques. Let's start off with something the person in the car can do to get centered, and then something somebody can do at home and then at the office. Give me three of them. We got about a minute and a half left, Doc.
Okay, well, one of my favorite exercises is a guided imagery exercise. So we're using creative visualization, the visualization aspect of the mind. you can envision yourself seated by your favorite beach on the shores of a lake.
Oh, that's what I do.
That's it, Jim. And you can envision a scene of a full moon, a bright full moon over Miami.
That's tonight.
That's tonight. And envisioning this moon is actually a symbol of a calming energy. It is a relaxation process.
Oh.
So just focus in on that moon and look out over the water. Yeah. If you're on the shore of a lake, and you can envision that the lake, the water of the lake, is smooth as glass.
Oh.
Without a single ripple, without any distortion.
Okay.
And you can see the moon reflected perfectly clearly in the waters of the lake.
Oh, that's coming tonight. I can't wait.
So you see, the mind is actually like the waters of the lake. When your mind is calm, when your mind is without distortion, without any ripples, it can perfectly reflect that higher consciousness, which is symbolized by the moon.
Oh, my God. Wonder Woman, do we have time for any more? I want to leave it on this. 1 minute. Okay, you got more time to paint the image. And, oh, by the way, when are you going to come back and hypnotize me?
Anytime, Jim.
You're doing it now, so keep going. We got about 45 seconds left, Doc.
You know, I think focusing in on the breath is really important in the context of maintaining this visual imagery in one's mind. And you know that you're enjoying the benefits of relaxation and meditation when you begin to feel an inner harmony, an inner peace, and a contentedness.
Oh, geez.
A contentedness that comes from within, and the realization that our happiness need not be dependent on things that happen out there in this world. If we look inside ourselves, if we take a moment to reward ourselves with a little bit of space in daily life, we can find that inner happiness and contentedness from within, and with a sense of compassion, we're able to share that light with other people.
Wow, you're just amazing, Dr. Ashwin Mehta, Director of Integrative Medicine at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We call him UHealth. He's with the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And I got to say one thing, Dr. Mehta, you got to go on last next time because I'm so laid back now and I still have half a show to go.
Anytime, Jim. I appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. Oh, thanks so much. Have a safe trip back down to South to Miami. We'll be right back after this. And listen, we're going to play some traffic. So listen in, keep tuned in, Dr. Mehta. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. He's talking about how to stay safe this summer while you work out towards the end of the summer. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to go rustle up Tarek Maddox back after this. Wonder Woman, it's yours.